This is your Daily Dose, the small segment of this show where I try my very best to pass along some quick, cool content with the hopes of leaving you both inspired and motivated to go out there and chase your dreams. Hey guys, welcome to the Dig Your Dream Podcast, the official podcast show of The Guy in the Tie. I'm your host, Ray Digme, and this is my weekly word. That's right, my weekly word, even though I've been MIA for the past 4, 6, 8 weeks. Well, listen, I think we all could relate and understand that 2020, this past year, has been a very weird year, a very tough year, a very challenging year, a very sad year. But what I've come to realize, it's also been a very character-defining year. So hopefully you guys can forgive me for being very inconsistent with my weekly word and some of my social media content that I haven't put out in the past 4, 6, 8 weeks. A lot of things have been happening in my life. A lot of things have been on my plate. A lot of challenges that myself and my family have had to face over the last few weeks. But rest assured, it's Christmas Eve, and I don't care how tough a year is, your boy Ray Digme loves the holiday season, especially Christmas. And tonight's Christmas Eve, and I'm rocking my, I'm not gonna call it an ugly sweater, this is my special happy holiday Mickey Mouse sweater that I love to wear once a year, and I'm in the Christmas spirit tonight. So with that said, I am super excited to pass along my weekly word on this Christmas Eve. But before I do, I just wanted to bring you guys up to speed on a couple things. Someone the other day said to me, yo Ray, where have you been? I haven't seen a weekly word. I haven't seen a new Dig Your Dream podcast interview and episode. And that is super true. And like I said, I'm super sorry for that. But rest assured, all those projects are alive and well. In fact, season 3 of the Dig Your Dream podcast will be dropping the very first week of 2021. I've got an incredible guest and a really special episode that I'm super excited to drop the very first week of the new year. And my weekly word will drop every single Wednesday for the entire 2021 calendar year. That's right, 52 of my weekly words. Hopefully some of those weekly words and messages will resonate with you and help you make next year a hell of a lot better than this past year. So with that said, let's get to my weekly word on this Christmas Eve. That's right, we're just a few hours away from Santa Claus coming to town. And in my household, or at least my family's household, we're staying at my in-laws, Nicole's mom and dad's for this Christmas. And this will be the very first Christmas for my daughter, Stella Rose. And we are super, super excited for her to have this holiday. And I'm just super excited to see her reactions to all the lights and the boxes and the wrapping wrapping paper and the presents. It's just really, really cool. And it's even though a very, very challenging and sad time because I'm missing my other side of the family so much. This year has been so crazy and so weird, and I don't even want to get into it. But I am super stoked about what the next few hours will bring for my daughter, and I know my wife and I just can't wait to experience this in the next few hours, and I'm sure a lot of you guys can relate. So with that said, I want to pass along my weekly word for this Christmas Eve. This weekly word and this message actually means a lot to me because I have a feeling that the audience really is me. That's right. My weekly word, my message today, is directly directed at me. So listen closely. The best present is being present. That's right. The best present is being present. Now hear me out for a second. How many of you, and I know I'm super guilty of this, this is why I'm saying that this message is directed right at me, is how many of you have ever said, well, I did spend time with so-and-so. I am putting forth the time. I was at the office and I did a lot of work, or I was paying attention. When in fact, you know in your heart of hearts that that's not true. Sure, maybe you did spend time with a family member or a spouse or your partner or your friends. Maybe you were in the office for a full 8-hour day. Maybe you did go to the weight room. But did you really give that responsibility, task at hand, that person, your full time and attention? Were you really, truly present? You see, I'm speaking to myself right now, but I have a feeling that some of you out there can relate to this message. The best present is being present. So during this holiday season, on this Christmas Eve, on Christmas tomorrow, remember, giving gifts is really, really awesome. especially when you have some money in your wallet, especially when you could afford it. There's nothing better than hooking somebody that you care about up with an incredible gift. But please remember that some of the best gifts don't have to be super expensive. In fact, some of the best gifts are the ones that really, really came with a ton of care and a ton of time, right? A ton of time, a ton of quality time, a ton of present time. You see, what I'm getting at is I'm super guilty of being where I need to be. I'm super consistent of showing up every single day at the places I need to be, whether it's with my family, at my job, coaching baseball, chasing my dreams. I show up every single day. I think that's one thing that no one could ever take away from me is I show up every day. But do I always show up present? Is my full attention at that task? Is my full attention being given to that person? You know, looking at this holiday season, looking at this challenging year, I've come to realize that, you know, the one thing that we all wish we can get more of is time. It's not money. It's not nice cars. It's not unlimited pairs of your favorite shoes or sneakers. It's not some awesome clothes or whatever other material things that we're all guilty of wanting, because I'm guilty of wanting a lot of those things as well too. The one thing that we all really, really, really would love to have is more time. If we're older, we wish we were younger. If you're young, you wish you had more time to do the things that you love. It all comes down to time. So what I'm getting at again is that in order to truly, truly, truly enjoy the best presents, you have to be present. So on this Christmas Eve, on this Christmas holiday, during this special but challenging holiday season, remember that the best present you can give somebody is being present. And I'm speaking to myself. When I spend time with my wife, I need to put the phone away. When I'm hanging out with Stella Rose, I need to throw my phone out of the window. When someone's talking to me, I need to look them in the eye and I need to listen more. I'm sure some of you out there can relate to this. So remember, as we get closer to Santa Claus coming to town, as we are super proud to pass along some of the gifts that we have saved money for and that we purchased to give to people that we love, remember, the best present you can give this holiday season is being present for those people that truly care about you. You know, whether you have a ton of friends or you think you don't have a lot of friends, whether you have a big family or a small family, there is somebody or there are a few people out there that truly love you, that truly love spending time with you. Hear that word? Time. Those people, really, most of them, all they want from you is more time. More quality time, not time with you just sitting there on the couch next to them looking at your phone. That's right, Ray, I'm talking to you. So please remember, during this holiday season, on this Christmas Eve, just a few hours before Santa Claus comes to town, please remember that the best present you can give someone that you care about is being present. I hope that this weekly word, I hope that that message really hits home for you on this special, special day. I want to wish all of you a very, 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 very Merry Christmas Eve, a Merry Christmas tomorrow, the healthiest and happiest of New Year's. And no matter what this year, no matter what 2020 did to you, just remember, if you're watching this video, you're still here, which means that you have a chance for tomorrow to be better than today. With all of my heart and all of my soul, I wish you all nothing but much health and happiness. Always remember, no matter what, always remember to live your dreams and be yourself. Merry Christmas, everybody. Peace. Oh, am I supposed to say my ending? And that was my weekly word. What's next? Oh, yeah. Go on, get out there, tip your cap, and dig your dream. See you guys. Peace.